Sagen Sie jetzt mal bitte Ah.
Anarchie.
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 Ob geschichtlich oder brandaktuell.
Mit Berichten und Interviews, mit Beiträgen und Collagen
beleuchtet das anarchistische Radio Berlin das Phänomen des Anarchismus.
Viva Anarchia!
Ja, wir hatten schon in einer früheren Sendung.
We already had an audio piece about the Pinkstalandachen in an earlier program. Now we have somebody here who has actually been to the last Pinkstalandachen camp, and it would be nice if you could shortly tell us what the Pinkstalandachen are and how it was there.
Pinkstalandtage sind und wie es so war.
Ja, also die Pinkstalandtagen sind.
So the Pinkstalandagen are an anarchist camp in the Netherlands that has been taking place there already since the 1930s. The compound is called Tot Ridge Heights. This means thinking towards freedom. I don't know how it was before. This has been the first time I have been there, but there's always a huge political program and also cultural activities and just a lot of anarchists.
Und eben sehr viele Anarchisten dort.
Wie viele Leute waren denn ungefähr da? Kannst du das so ein bisschen einschätzen?
How many people were there approximately? Do you have an estimate?
Ich glaube,
I think it's around 300 anarchists every year, so a really large number of anarchists. And it was pretty amazing to arrive there. All the way alongside the camp, you could see black and red and black and white flags. It was hugely interesting. I hadn't experienced anything like it before.
Sehr interessant. Ich hatte sowas vorher noch nie erlebt.
Was waren das für Leute, die da waren? So Alter.
What kind of people were there? What age were they?
Also das war.
So it was totally mixed up. There was a great program for kids too. I really thought it was great. There was a puppet theater for kids, for example, and a workshop on how to make animal amulets. Apart from that, there were older people as well as younger ones. Every age group could be seen.
Sowohl alte, junge Menschen, wirklich alles im Start.
Und auch aus verschiedenen Ländern?
Also people from different countries?
Ja, also aus Deutschland waren.
Yes, there were several persons from Germany, and there were people from the US, I think. And I suppose also from the UK. But this is probably different every year. I mean, the camp is really big and also very well known.
Wirklich ein sehr großes Camp und ziemlich bekannt auch.
Und wie war das mit der Sprache? Ich meine, waren die Veranstaltungen dann alle auf Englisch oder war das auch mal problematisch?
And what about the language? Were all the presentations and activities in English, or was this problematically at times?
Die Veranstaltungen waren nicht alle auf Englisch.
The presentations weren't all in English, but you could actually ask, and then you would get a simultaneous translation, or, and this was more often the case, the whole event simply took place in English, so this wasn't a problem. Many anarchists from the Netherlands also spoke quite well German. But anyway, it's better if you can speak English quite well.
Es ist schon ganz gut, wenn man einigermaßen gut Englisch sprechen kann.
Gab es einen inhaltlichen Fokus bei den Veranstaltungen?
That the program had some kind of focus content-wise?
Also einen inhaltlichen Fokus in.
No, there was no specific focus in that regard, but as I understood it, the camp has a very long tradition of anti-militarism. Because of this, there were all these black and white flags in the entrance. I don't know before that black and white flags stand for anti-militarism. So there were a few things on that, but also others on anti-racism, about Zwarte Piet, the Black Pete in the Netherlands. This is an incredibly racist figure with a very long history. That was also very interesting. And apart from that, there were also discussions on awareness, but unfortunately, I couldn't participate. Yes, there was quite a wide variety of events. There was even an introduction to anarchism.
Also wirklich sehr breit gefächert. Es gab sogar eine kleine Einleitung in den Anarchismus.
Okay, ich habe gehört, dass das ganze Camp auch unter so einem Alkoholverbotsmotto steht, aus Tradition heraus. Kannst du dazu ein bisschen was sagen?
Okay. I heard that this whole camp has a ban on alcohol based on tradition. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Ja, das stimmt. Es gibt nicht sehr viele Regeln auf dem Camp, aber eine Regel ist, dass man
Yes, that's true. There aren't many rules on the camp, but one of the rules is not to consume alcohol or drugs in general. In the main house, there are different things that refer to that topic. For example, there's a citation of a Dutch anarchist, whose name I don't remember at the moment. But translated in English, the citation means, "Drinking workers don't think. Thinking workers don't drink." I liked that a lot, because personally I see drugs very critically. And there, you never had the feeling that people lost themselves because they took too many drugs. Each evening, about 10 o'clock in the night, quite a lot of people went to the woods, at max 100, 200 meters away from the camp. There was a fancy bonfire, and there drugs were consumed, but only a bit. A few beers and only a very little other stuff. So I never had the feeling that someone was harassing other people because of drug influence. And at the camp, the people really abided by that rule. They didn't even smoke so much.
Wegen Drogen andere Leute belästigt oder so. Und auf dem Camp war, haben die Leute sich auch wirklich dran gehalten. Auch. Es wurde auch wirklich nicht viel geraucht oder so.
Gab es ein Awareness-Konzept, was angewendet wurde während des Camps? Oder irgendwelche Schutzstrukturen oder...
Was there an awareness concept used during the camp? Or were there any kinds of protection structures?
Ich glaube nicht. Kann aber auch sein, dass ich das aufgrund von Sprachbarriere nicht ganz so mitbekommen habe. Es gab auf jeden Fall eine Veranstaltung zu dem Thema, aber ich weiß nicht, ob es eine Awareness-Struktur auf dem Camp gab.
I don't think so. Could be that I didn't get this because of a language barrier. There was definitely this event on that issue, but I don't know if there was an awareness structure at the camp.
Und ansonsten, wie war das mit Kosten, Verpflegung, wie hat das funktioniert?
And apart from that, how worked all the stuff out with prices, food and so on?
Ja, also die Verpflegung wurde bereitgestellt von der Kochgruppe.
The cooking group, Rampenplan, provided the meals. Rampenplan means in English something like emergency or disaster plan. The entry for the camp was 1250 euros for the whole weekend, and each dinner was 450 euros. I think the price was totally okay. I mean, this group had to cook for hundreds of people. And also the price for the weekend was completely fine. It was surely a huge organizational effort to be made, and everything worked out super fine. For example, the whole camp featured chains of lights, so nobody would get lost or stumble on other people or something like that. It was really very well organized, and the prices were fair, I think.
Das war wirklich sehr gut organisiert, und die Preise waren völlig fair, fand ich.
Und die Anreise aus Deutschland?
And how was the trip from Germany?
Also ich bin mit ein paar Kollegen mit dem Auto.
I came with a few friends by car from Ruhrgebiet. It went pretty fast. It's close to the border, an area where practically nobody lives really, I think. Just camping places are there, really a lot of camping spaces. And the highway was free, so it was super easy to get there.
Super easy dorthin zu kommen.
Cool. Und dein Fazit für das nächste Mal?
Cool. And your conclusion for the next time?
Das nächste Mal, ich
hoffe. Next time? In any case, I hope I'll be able to be the next time. It was an excellent experience and I can really recommend the camp to everyone. Just take a look at it. And I hope that maybe something like that will take place in Germany.
Bald in Deutschland geben wird.
Und gibt's da eine Webseite oder so, wo Leute sich informieren können?
And is there a homepage where people can get information?
Ja, es gibt eine Website, die heißt.
Yes, there is one. www.pinksterlandagen.org. There is also a part in English where again a lot is explained, and there's a map and FAQ, so frequently asked questions. There is no German part on the homepage, but as I said, if you want to go there, it would be good to speak at least a bit of English.
Eben schon etwas gut Englisch sprechen können.
Okay, vielen Dank.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bitteschön.